Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not going to get in all those details. We're really focused on BA being part of us. He's under contract and we're looking forward to that.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I didn't like that. I did not like that answer. You know what that answer was missing? The word no. Have you given Brandon Ayuk's representatives permission? Next thing that you know, Matty Maiocco is getting interrupted by John Lynch. We're not getting into that.
Right.
That's a yes.
That they've given him permission.
That's a yes.
Given permission to his side to go.
I'm not going to get in all those details.
Matty, stop talking. We're not going there.
Whoa. Does he even need permission? Honestly?
Yes. He's under contract. He can't talk to other teams without
his
permission.
His agent can.
Not legally.
Right.
Not about a contract.
No, but I'm sure you can, suss out whether or not a team is interested.
Of course. We legislate private phone calls. Like, yes, you can.
Right. The agent can reach out to general's manager of other teams.
Not supposed to, but yes, it happens. Oh, we were just talking about my other player.
Exactly. We're going to go golfing.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah, you're not supposed to.
Well, how's John supposed to answer that? He's not going to say yes, because then that's a whole can of worms, and he's not going to say no if that's not the truth.
Right. I wanted it to be the truth.
That no, he did not give him permission.
Yeah, we have not given him permission because we're solely focused on Brandon still being on the team.
But yeah, but that's not the case.
That's why I don't like the answer.
I get it.
I mean, you gave the quote of what he said about Debo 2 years ago. He didn't leave any wiggle room 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I can't imagine us not wanting Debo on the team.
I can't ever imagine wanting to move on from Debo.
Got it right here.
I can't ever imagine, wanting to move on from Debo. You put yourself through the exercises of, even though we don't have a first round pick, you have to be thorough in this process and prepare for everything. And so you go through and do that. He's just too good of a player.
Yeah. I can't imagine us. Like, sure, you go through the process, but he's too good. He's too good. And then put that up against the sound of this.
A couple years ago, there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, and I said the same thing. But with BA, BA, I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish. And our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. We're working through that. I was a player once, and I never liked my business being out in the public. And so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks, and I'm just going to leave it at that, and we'll focus on the draft here today.
It's just a very, very different vibe. Like, we're focused. We really want BA to be a part of this thing for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
But, has there been, permission or anything like that?
Given permission to his side to go.
I'm not going to get in all those details. We're really focused on BA being part of us. He's under contract, and we're looking forward to that.
He's under contract, Mark, and we're looking forward to that.
He licked the damn Oreo.
Well, and it's...
I can't believe he licked the Oreo. How many GMs need to do this? For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about from last week, Mike Dunleavy said the same thing about Draymond Green. Well, I mean, Draymond Green, very, very likely to still be with us, you know, because he's under contract. Same thing he said about Jordan Poole three days before he went to the Wizards.
Didn't Dunleavy also say something like, but you never know, or...
He said, I could be wrong.
I could be wrong, thank you. I could be wrong.
And I could be wrong. He's going to be on the team. I could be wrong.
Hearing the John Lynch quote again and again and again makes me think one thing for sure. Those two sides are far apart. They are not close to...
Agreed.
They're not close to a deal being consummated. They're very far apart.
But I'd argue that that's fine in April. I'm pretty sure that Debo and the Niners in April were pretty far apart. I'm pretty sure that Nick Bosa and the Niners were pretty far apart in August.
Right, right.
You know, so like, that's fine. I'm not worried about that. My concern is that whatever Brandon and his representatives are asking for feels so far out of pocket for the 49ers that maybe here in the next 72 hours, they do make the decision that we can't do this. And it's not that I don't understand the situation, but it terrifies me. It absolutely terrifies me that you'll just send the Niners into the draft like, no problem. I got it. We'll go find another receiver. It'll be fine. Oh, my God. Like, please no. Please no. Please do not stick a rookie wide receiver in what I think is the most important receiver position for the 49ers, for their young quarterback, going into a year where you like must compete for a Super Bowl. Please do not have that be the way that this plays out. Niners are really good at business.
Right.
They're really good at business. So I trust them completely. I'm just noticing that they are a little bit less firm and less lovey-dovey about this Ayuk situation than they were about Debo 2 years ago.
And maybe that is because what Brandon Ayuk is asking is more than they want to pay. And if there's a sense that the Ayuk camp is pretty steadfast in how much they want, and you don't want to pay that much to a second wide receiver, then maybe you're going to be more aggressive to make that deal. And you tried it before with DeForest Buckner, and I know it's a little bit of a different position, but he was a dominant player, and reportedly he wanted more than they wanted to pay. So they instead paid Arik Armstead. They trade Buckner, get a pick back, and they use that pick trying to do exactly what you're hoping they don't try to do this time, which is replace a very good player, and it didn't work out last time. And I would say that wide receiver on this team is as important as a defensive tackle is on this team. Because you need, as I've mentioned before, and I'll get my 21 personnel reference out of the way early here in the show, but you run so much of that you have two wide receivers on the field. And when you have only two wide receivers, a lot of times, those receivers are critical, especially when you run the offense that they do and you need your receivers to block. And Brandon Ayuk is a very good blocker.
Very willing blocker.
And so you're going to get a rookie in and expect him to learn the ins and outs of the route tree and the Shanahan offense and be ready physically to be a blocking force?
I am so out.
It's a big ask.
I am so out on this idea.
Yeah?
I am so out on this idea. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. We'd love to take your calls throughout the day. Willard and Dibs, glad you're with us. Hey, Jonathan, what you doing?
Hey, there. It's cooking a little bit of ham and a sunny side up egg. Late brunch. I just want to say, man, if they're going to pick between the two receivers, they got to pick Ayuk because he's the only good route runner we have. Actually, I'm done with Debo. I'm done with that experiment, man.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It hasn't resulted in a Super Bowl because you know why? Debo, he may be physical, but he's worn out. And besides, this game is predicated upon a blocking scheme and all the other dudes doing their part, right? I want them preferably maybe, I don't know if it's an option to trade Debo to get a higher pick, maybe reinforce your offensive line, because we've seen in the Super Bowl, defensive line doesn't do anything because they don't call holding calls. So strengthen your offensive line and get a wide receiver who could win with his route running, preferably someone with height, so we could have somebody who could get the ball up there. You know, we don't have that guy on the roster.
Yeah, Jonathan, my thing is you don't need to do either of those things yet. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Again, I want to stress one more time. If you were to sign Brandon Ayuk to an extension right now, not only does it not kick in this year, his cap figure for this year goes down from where it currently is. So you actually wouldn't really need to decide if you're paying two receivers until the year after this upcoming year. And it is at that point where you've also got an out in Debo's contract. I'm not saying I want to move on from Debo Samuel, but I do have concerns. I got concerns once he gets to his 30th birthday, and he will turn 29 next season. And that is because his style of play leads to a lot of injuries, plus his style of play is so unique and well-known. Didn't you feel at times last year like the defense was just ready for Debo? The whole, like, just hand the ball to Debo, and he'll head around the left end, and Trent Williams in the way, and it's an automatic 10 or 15 yards. It wasn't as much this year. He did not have a great year. And there are a bunch of reasons for that. I'm not putting it all on him, but I don't think that this is that snap your fingers utility knife that it was the year before for the 49ers. And gosh, it feels like the arrow will be pointed downward soon if it's not already because of his physicality.
And I hesitate to make this move if I'm the Niners because of what Brock Purdy has become, and you're going to take away his number one or two target. You've got Kittle, you've got McCaffrey, you've got Debo, and you've got B.A., Brandon Ayuk, and you're going to have your quarterback who's been an MVP candidate and an offense that's been humming, and you're going to deplete it for a draft pick and a dice roll, unless you can be sure that you can get Marvin Harrison Jr., which some mock drafts have quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
Minnesota
trades
up to take Arizona's spot at 4. And if you sit at 5 and you have a chance to get Marvin Harrison Jr., I think you got to think long and hard about that.
But that's two ifs.
Yeah.
If you can see the draft
break that way.
Right. But if you get Marvin Harrison Jr., and then if he's any good.
Right.
I know his name is Marvin Harrison, and I know y'all think, oh, can't miss. Yes, can miss.
Well, anybody can miss.
Like, all of them have a very high chance of missing. All of them. Today is a great day to talk about the quarterback draft from 3 years ago.
Yeah, Zach on the move.
Zach Wilson on the move.
Four of the five have been traded.
Four of the five
That's
have been
crazy.
Traded, and the only one who hasn't is, like, good.
He's good.
Fine.
He's better than fine. You know that.
Is he?
He had a little bit of a regression this year, but he's good.
He ranks where in his own conference in terms of QBs?
Man, that's a great question.
Like, we
got him behind Stroud now.
He can. GMs would take Stroud over him if you were picking them both right now, no doubt.
Maybe because of the contract.
But even if I put aside Stroud, Mahomes is there, and Herbert is there, and Allen is there, and Burrow is there. And Lamar Jackson is there. And then you get into the people who would probably be comps, like Tua and Deshaun Watson and CJ.
He's better than Deshaun Watson.
No, he's not better than Deshaun used to be.
Thank you.
I don't know what
pre-massage Deshaun.
You know, I don't know. I mean, Aaron Rodgers might be doing something in the AFC this year.
It's possible.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence is at best
just sixth,
seventh or eighth.
Yep. Yeah.
In his own conference.
Yeah.
There's only 16 teams.
Yeah.
So this right now is something that is at best middle of the pack plus. And that is the sum total of what you got out of that epic generational
I know, right?
quarterback draft. So I just, that's all I'm saying going into Thursday. I don't want to be told that you know, and I don't mean you, Dibs, anyone. I don't want to be told that you know that X blank player is can't miss, because yes, he can.
No one's can't miss.
Right.
But when you're looking at your financials going forward, and I know that this year the Ayuk number would go down, and you talk about maybe wanting to get out from underneath Debo, and if that happens, well, then you have to replace him, and you'll be replacing him in the same fashion in the draft with a player who you hope is can't miss, because you're not going to turn down, in this hypothetical, you pay Ayuk, and you have a year where Ayuk's number goes from 14 probably down to like 10. I don't know what the exact financials are, but his cap hit does go down. And then after this year, if you decide that you don't want to pay two wide receivers a sum total of $50 million, and you do want to move off of Debo, well, then you've just kicked the can down the road a year, and now you're going to have to go out and do the exact same thing, find a young wide receiver to come in and replace.
Potentially. I mean, a lot can happen between now and then. You know, I mean,
yeah,
who knows?
And plus, Brock is going to be getting paid.
Right. Well, I mean, he'll at least get the extension. He won't be paid for another year after that. But, I mean, do some of the young receivers that you picked up last year start to take a step forward? I mean, there's who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what the landscape? Or do you go on the free agent market and dance with that position there next year? I don't know. Is this maybe the firmest thing that John Lynch said? He was asked directly if there's any chance Ayuk is not on the roster come Friday.
Is there any chance he is not on this roster Friday?
I wouldn't anticipate that. You know? Yeah.
I wouldn't anticipate that.
Yeah. And then he says, yeah, a couple of times. But one more time, peep the tone that he uses.
Is there any chance he is not on this roster Friday?
I wouldn't anticipate that. You know?
Yeah. I wouldn't anticipate that. I would have loved, I wouldn't anticipate that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to anticipate that. That's good. I think the 49ers, who, by the way, I think are as honest of a front office as is out there. They all lie. They all only are able to tell you what they can tell you. But the Niners will usually, like, I don't think they're making all this up. I think option one is we're keeping Brandon Ayuk.
Of course.
But it has to also be at their number or something close to it. They're not going to bend over backwards and let Brandon run the show. So I like that he said that. I think they clearly agree with you and I. We want Brandon Ayuk on the team. But could I do sense in the tone of all of this that it's like, but we have no choice but to at least listen.
Yes.
We're going to listen to these phone calls, because right now it feels like negotiations are not going very well, if they're even happening at all.
And they actually asked him later in the press conference about people calling. Are people calling about Brandon Ayuk? And yeah, go ahead and play it.
Sure. We receive calls about a lot of players. Yeah.
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 Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Yeah, they're calling.
We received calls about a lot of players.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt.
How would you not be receiving calls on Brandon Ayuk? It's been all over social media for 2 months.
I'm sure they called about Brock, too. Hey, John.
Hey.
It's Jim. The GM here.
Can you imagine if football was like hoops and you had to match the salaries?
Oh, my God.
Like, we wanted to call about Brandon Ayuk. We'll give you a 2042 seventh-round draft pick in exchange. That's about the equal value to what you're paying Brock Purdy.
We'll give you our long snapper.
Although, possibly.
He makes too much. I was just going back and looking at the DeForest Buckner trade.
Yes.
And some of the details of that.
For number 13 overall?
Yes. And then they ended up going back a spot and taking Javon Kinlaw.
Correct.
But that trade happened on March 15th. So that was an indication at that point, a month before the draft, that whatever DeForest Buckner was asking in the early preliminary conversations were such that the two sides were so far apart, it seemed, that they weren't going to prioritize even going down that road, and they made the trade then.
I like what you're saying, too, because even though this is a very different situation, memory serves that the Trey Lance thing happened, you know, the trade that became Trey Lance, that was months before the draft, or at least 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks at least. because then they had to go through all of the, obviously the evaluation process of all the quarterbacks. You had the pro days and all of that. But can you look?
That was late March.
March
26th.
Okay.
Well done, Grady.
All right. So good solid 5 weeks before the actual draft. And so that's good. That's good. The Niners do not have a history of doing stuff like this the week of the draft.
Right.
Not a recent history.
No, and especially the two big draft trade blockbusters. They were done in March, yet here you sit 3 days away from the first round, and I'm sure the phone's going to be ringing a lot between now and then. Teams calling to ask about a lot of names, but primarily Brandon Ayuk, because, you know, if you're not going to pay him, then now would be the best time to trade him.
Sure, oh, absolutely.
If you are really far apart with the Ayuk camp, and I don't know that they are, but maybe Ayuk wants to be top five. He wants top five receiver money.
Oh.
And the team is thinking, we don't want to pay top five receiver money. And if the Ayuk camp has their heels dug in, then this may be the best recourse.
Well, their heels can be dug in now. I'd like to add that as well. Ayuk loses leverage on Friday morning. 100%. Because they're not going to trade you then.
Right.
What are they going to trade you for? So, in other words, if Ayuk and his representation, if they're mad, they're going to make a bigger deal about this now, because this is when they would have to get that move to be made. And not only has the move not been made, I'd argue that Ayuk's agent has twice been on Twitter sort of defusing the whole idea of him demanding a trade and moving on. He's been the one who's been out there being like, when those reports come out, he's like, you guys stink at journalism. I mean, he's hysterical. Yep. He's just out there. He's like, you guys need better sources. That's not what's happening. Let's go to Philmo Mike here on Willard and Dibs. Philmo!
Yo.
What's good?
Popping. Shout out to Lucas one time. I just feel like right now, I don't think, what did Aaron Rodgers say back in the day? He spelled out patience. We got to be patient with this team. We've been patient a long time. But like you said, I want to win a Super Bowl. I swear to God, randomly I just wake up sometime and I just start cursing because I'm hella mad that the Niners lost the Super Bowl. Seriously.
Do you have
It just hits me like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like I'm up. Oh, man, I remember that. Anyway, but my point is, if you watch Debo's, his social media account, now I don't like to go off things like this, but two things. He was hurt. He was working out maybe 4 days after the Super Bowl. Like, so, and if you go to his social media account, he's been very active. And I feel like him having a son slowed him down. He got his chicken, right? He got his cheese. He's way focused. This is not the year to trade Debo. Brandon may be a better route runner. And that's another thing. That's one thing that he can improve on. So if Debo's, if he's working on his route running, he can improve that. That's, sometimes you reach your peak. Debo's not at his peak because he could be a better route runner. So I just think that goes a long way.
Philmo, I'm not disagreeing with you. Always good to hear from you. I'm not talking about trading Debo Samuel right now. I'm talking about reevaluating this whole thing after next year, when there is an out in Debo Samuel's contract. He would still be under contract for 2025, but there's a potential out prior to the year.
Yeah.
So you'd have all kinds of different things on the table as far as a way to evaluate it next year. If you sign Ayuk to an extension, the extension would be about to start. You got an out in Debo's deal. You got another year of information and another year of access to other players if someone needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.